诗班为我们唱出了主耶稣的呼唤。
And we thank the choir for their presentation.
也感谢诗班为我们唱出了我们应该有的回应。
And we thank the choir for singing the response that we should have to our God.
投降降服这个字眼是在我们生活当中我们所不喜欢的一个字眼。
The word surrender is generally a term that we don't like.
当两个国家发生了战争。
When there is a war between nations,
其中一个国家被打败了，他就必须要投降。
If one nation is vanquished, then it must surrender.
那但是在这当中一定有很多的反抗。
But within this, there's a lot of conflict.
而且这个战败的国家一定想办法有一天要摆脱另外一个国家的统治。
The country that has been defeated desires to one day overcome the conquering nation.
就我们个人在生活当中我们也很讨厌所谓的权威。
In our own lives, we also hate to be helpless.
Authority.
We hate authority.
所以我们常常反对权威，我们要挑战权威。
We often will be in conflict and rebel against authority.
但是当一个人他尝到了主耶稣的恩典。
But when a person has tasted the grace of God,
当一个人被圣经的真理来光照。
And when a person has been illuminated by the word of God,
当一个人被圣灵来浇灌。
And when a person has received the showering of the Holy Spirit,
当一个人被神的爱所怀抱。
When a person has been embraced by the love of God,
那么这个人他会很甘心乐意的来降服在神恩惠的国度里。
Then this person will happily and willingly submit into the kingdom of God.
这是一种带着喜乐感谢的一种特别的降服。
This is a special, joyful and thankful surrender.
历代以来不断的有人来领受了神所有的这些恩惠。
In the time of the kings, there were many people who received this type of grace.
所以不断的有人很感谢、很喜乐的来降服于神。
For this reason, many people happily surrendered unto God.
首先，我们从圣经来看几个例子。
Let us examine a few examples from the Bible.
请看《列王记下》第五章。
Let us refer to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下五章十五节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 15.
十五节，乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。
15. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him, and he said, Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now therefore, please take a gift from your servant.
这是一个常常打胜仗的乃曼将军，他来降服于神的面前。
This was a conquering warrior, which was Naaman, and he came to surrender before God.
因为他领受了神的恩典。
He did so because he had received the grace of God.
他虽然总是打胜仗，但是他没有办法胜过自己身上的疾病。
Although he was often victorious, he could not vanquish the illness in his body.
他是一个大家所羡慕的英雄，但是他身上有麻风。
He was a hero that everyone admired, but he suffered from leprosy.
所以当这样的一个伟大这样的一个英雄，他领受了神的恩典，他乐意的来降服在神的面前。
When such a mighty hero receives the grace of God, he is willing to surrender before God.
再请看路加福音第五章。
Let us also refer to the Gospel of Luke chapter 5.
路加福音五章第八节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节，西门彼得看见就伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
在看到眼前的一件神迹奇特的事情。这是彼得的反应。
This was Peter's response when he saw a great miracle.
他降服在主耶稣的面前。
He surrendered before the Lord Jesus Christ.
他突然发现自己是在 主耶稣面前，自己只不过是一个罪人。
He suddenly realized that before the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was nothing more than a sinful man.
有时候我们好像很认识自己啊，其实很多的层面我们是不认识自己的。
Sometimes we think that we know ourselves very well, but we actually don't really understand many of our facets.
当我们借着主耶稣，借着主耶稣的道理，我们看清楚了我们自己。
And when we come to an understanding of ourselves through the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的人生才能够有一个真正的改变。
It is only then that we can have a true transformation in our lives.
这是一件非常欢喜的事情。
This is a very joyful event.
我们要有一个新的生命，新的生活。
We should have a new life and a new lifestyle.
所以彼得他非常乐意的来降服在主耶稣的脚前。
For this reason, Simon Peter very willingly came before the feet of Jesus Christ.
再请看路加福音十七章。
Let us also refer to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章十四节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 14.
14节，耶稣看见就对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司看，查看，他们去的时候就洁净了。”
So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
当这些人照着耶稣所告诉他们的去做，很简单的一个事情，那么他们所期望的就发生在他们的身上。
When these people obeyed the Lord's instructions, then they receive a miracle.
当神愿意的时候，常常很多事情就是这么容易。
When God is willing, these things can be very simple.
但是也很不容易。
At the same time, they are not easy.
从人的逻辑里头，哪有这么简单的事情？
From the perspective of human logic, there is nothing so easy and simple.
所以人常常没有办法降服于神伟大的恩典跟能力。
As a result, it is very difficult for human beings to surrender to God's power and grace.
那这些人，他们实在是走投无路。
These people here had already come to a dead end.
所以他们愿意照着主耶稣给他们的这个这么简单的做法去做。
And as a result, they were willing to follow these simple steps.
这个奇妙的恩典就发生在他们的身上。
This amazing grace then was manifested upon them.
十五节。
Verse 15.
内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神。
15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
但是只有这当中只有一个人，他愿意回来真正的降服在主耶稣的脚前。
Of these people, only one person returned and surrendered before the feet of the Lord.
十九节。
Verse 19.
主耶稣就对那人说：“起来，走吧，你的信救了你。”
And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well."
神所要给我们的恩典，不只是我们所知道的层面。
The grace that the Lord wants to give us is not just the layer or perspective that we think of.
神所要给我们的恩典常常是远远的超过我们所求所想。
The grace that the Lord wants to grant us is way beyond what we have requested or what we can imagine.
只有一个很简单也很不容易的条件，就是我们愿意降服在神恩惠的国度。
There is only one simple requirement, and that is to surrender into the kingdom of God's grace.
再请看路加福音十九章第八节。
Let us also refer to Luke chapter 19, verse 8.
第八节，撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold."
这种决心，这种行动，是撒该一直想要有的。
This determination and actions were greatly desired by Zacchaeus.
但是我们也知道，想要做不一定真的能够去做。
But we also know that just because we want to do something, it doesn't mean we are able to do it.
所以在人生里头有很多我们所有很多我们的没有办法去达到还没有达到的理想。
In our lives, there are many dreams that we would like to attain, but we have not yet fulfilled them.
很多都是我们 在生活当中啊，道德上我们所想要的理想。
And some of these ideals are principles that we want to establish in our lives.
啊，但是我们真的很想成为那样子的人，但是我们没有能力去做到。
We really want to become that type of ideal person, but we do not have the ability to do so.
这撒该啊，他啊赚了很多钱。
Zacchaeus here made a lot of money.
啊，但是很大部分呢、啊、都是不好的手段所得来的。
But much of his wealth came by inappropriate ways.
他是犹太人，他很清楚的知道这个是不对的。
As a Jew, he clearly knew that this was wrong.
啊，但是钱也可以当做依靠。
But money can also become a form of reliance.
很多时候，钱也可以当做保护。
Oftentimes, money can be used for protection.
啊，虽然他知道他所做的不对，但是他又放不掉。
Although he knew that he had done wrong, he could not give up.
啊，但是当他遇到了主耶稣，他就能够做得到。
However, when he came to meet the Lord Jesus Christ, he was able to do so.
他愿意降服在主耶稣恩惠的国度里头。
He was willing to surrender to the kingdom of the Lord's grace.
他就有力量来成为他所想要成为的人。
He then had the strength to become the man he wanted to be.
他就有那个勇气，那个决心来付诸行动。
He had the courage and determination to act upon his desires.
他以后的人生不用再活在那个阴影里头。
He no longer needed to live in the shadows.
这些都是过去的古圣徒他们的经验。
These are the experiences of old-time believers.
我已经讲过，历代以来不断的有人来体验神的恩典，来乐意降服于神恩惠的国度。
As I have mentioned, in the time of the kings, there were many who experienced this grace and who were willing to surrender into the kingdom of God's grace.
今天早上我们非常高兴，我们邀请到王维熙姐妹来跟我们分享她的见证。
This morning, we very happily have invited Sister Huang to come and share her testimony with us.
她来跟我们见证，她是如何的来降服于神恩惠的国度。
And she will testify about her own experience of surrendering into the kingdom of God's grace.
我们就请她来跟我们分享她的见证。
Now we invite her to come and share her testimony with us.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主圣名，我们在这里默祷。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
My personal testimony.Has been a life-altering adventure.
对我个人来说，我个人的信仰历程是一个很奇妙的一个经历。
Because the testimony itself is so long, I can only share with you part one today.
我的个人见证非常的漫长，所以我只能够简单的跟大家分享我的第一个部分。
Many years ago, I was in high school.
许多年前，当我还在高中就读的时候。
I woke up on a normal day, looked ahead to a typical schedule.
有一天我就是早上醒来，准备要跟以往一样过的一个普通的一天。
Nothing out of the ordinary was planned. Routine stuff filled a calendar spot.
在我的行事历上有没有特别准备一些今天有什么特别的一些活动？
I actually didn't have the fairest clue.That God was about to rock my world and change the trajectory of my life forever.
但是我万万也没有想到，在那一天，神竟然准备了要把我加入他奇妙救恩的一部分。
I was really unaware of the radical change in store for me on that summer day when I went to take a summer class trying to get an extra credit.
在那年暑假，我万万没有想到，我只是单纯的想要在暑假多拿一些学分而已。但是就这样的发生了。
I met a sister from Jujia's church and who started asking me, do I really believe in the God who has the power to change everything?
在那里我遇到一个真耶稣教会的姐妹，她问我说，你相不相信神真的有全能，有权力去改变你生活的全部呢？
I don't know if you have ever met someone that bold, but she was bold.
我真的没有遇过有人这么样子大胆，她那一天真的是非常的大胆，就这样子的问我。
Well, she didn't say that right from the start.
但是她一开始并不是这样子说的。
But she was very bold. She asked me, do you believe in God?
所以她很大胆地问我说，你相信有神吗？
Do you believe that there's a God out there?
你相信在这里，在这个世界上存在有神吗？
That's what I call being bold, because I've never met anyone that bold before in my life.
所以我说她非常的大胆，因为在这之前我从来没有遇过有这么大胆的人直截了当问这样的问题。
I mean, she told me during break time when we finished the first class.
那她在我们第一节下课的时候休息的时间就这样子问我。
And she won't stop telling me all the wonderful testimonies of how people came to know Christ.
她不断的告诉我有许多人他们有不同奇妙的经历，他们就这样子的来相信神。
And I remember at the end of that day, we finished class at noon, and she started sharing with me how God really loved her.
那在那一天我们中午下课结束课程之后呢，她开始跟我分享神是如何的爱她。
I was really taken aback by her personal testimony.
我真的非常的相信她所讲的这个个人的见证。
She only told me two short testimony during the break time, but her testimony really stood out.
那她在我们课间休息的时候跟我分享了两个简短的见证，但是她后来课程结束之后，她跟我分享的那个见证呢，真的是让我非常的相信。
The first two testimonies she shared with me was how people got healed and how a prodigal teenager came back to God.
那她之前分享了两个短的见证，是说有人怎么样生病得到医治，然后另外一个是一个青少年如何回转再归向神的见证。
And her own testimony, I remember three sentences.
但是她自己本身的一个见证，我可以用三句话来形容。
She said, "There's really only one person in the universe who knows you completely."
她说呢，在这个宇宙当中呢，真的只有一个人，他完全彻底的了解你是谁。
Who accepts you unconditionally？
那在一个无条件的状况之下来接纳你。
And who knows the purpose you were created for？
而且知道呢，你之所以被创造的一个原因在哪里
？And he said he's your heavenly father, and he is my heavenly father.
他说呢，他是伟大的天父，也是我的天父。
A very powerful testimony, but at the end, she said, "You know, all you have to do is just talk to him."
这是一个非常强而有力的见证，而且她对我说呢，你所需要做呢，只是对他说话而已。
I was 15.
那一年我才15岁。
Talk to an invisible God?
那我要怎么去跟一个我看不见的神说话呢
？And I was like, "Are you out of your mind?"
我说你是不是有点不太对劲啊？
Well, I didn't say that to her, but I was telling myself, "You ought to." I mean, I started this. You know, I started fighting against this within.
所以我在想说，我自己想说，你是不是有点不太对劲？所以开始跟他争辩起来。
Oh, I know. I did not. I had this internal fighting within myself.
那我自己心里面也一直在反复的挣扎。
And God and I began an intense internal conversation.
那我开始神跟我之间内在的一个对话了。
I told God,
我对神说
I don't know you, but I don't think I need you.
说神啊，我不知道你是谁，但是我也觉得我不需要你。
I have a pretty solid plan for my life, and I can handle it. I like who I am. Why do I need you?
我对神说呢，我自己的人生呢已经有个很确定的一个目标和计划了。我觉得呢，我并不需要你在我的生命当中。
But God continued to speak to me.
但是呢，神却不断地对我说话。
I don't know what God did in my life.
我不晓得神在我的生命里面加入了什么样的元素。
But ever since I met this sister from church,
那自从我遇到了这个教会的姐妹之后，
I felt like every day God was extending His invitation to me.
我发现神呢，他不断的呢对我送出了邀请函。
And in my heart, I could almost feel like he's telling me, you know, I really have a purpose for you.
那在我的心里，我不断的感受到神对我说呢，他对我有一个计划。
I begin to felt, you know, begin to feel this emptiness, and I felt like every day as I walk out of my house, I felt like I was going nowhere on this journey called life.
我发现呢，我的生命呢越来越觉得空虚，每天当我踏出我的家里的时候，我觉得我以前所定的计划，好像对我来说都没有什么意义了。
And I was telling God, I was telling God.
那我就对神这么说。
Are you really is the only one who knew all along how broken and how wounded I was on the inside?
你真的是那个唯一知道我的心里面如何的受伤、痛苦的那个人吗？
Is he really is the only one who could meet me with forgiveness, mercy, and healing?
你真的是那个唯一能够原谅我、能够修补我心灵的空虚的那个人吗？
You see, deep down inside me, I have so many layers and layers of filthiness within me.
你知道吗？在我心里面有许多许多的污秽在我的心里。
I have so many ugliness inside of me.
我有许多丑陋的一面藏在我的里面。
Oh, that internal wrestling with God.
那在我里面的在我里面的神啊。
And I didn't know, and I didn't understand why every day I had that internal wrestling with God.
那我并不了解，在那个时候，为什么我每天在我的心里面，在神有许多不断的一些挣扎交战。
And I reached a point. This is like after like a week to two listening to, you know, her encouraging me and telling me how wonderful God is. I reached a point at which I had to make a decision. Why am I here?
那这是在那个姐妹跟我讲过之后的一两个礼拜的时候，我觉得说，为什么我会在这里呢？
Why do I live? What is the purpose in my life?
那我自己生命的意义到底在哪里呢？
And one day, this is like 3 weeks now.
那在三个礼拜过后的某一天，
I don't understand where it came from, but I felt this really strong urge that I felt like God was speaking to me.
但是我不晓得从哪里跑了一个很奇特的力量，好像是神在催逼我一样。
And then this is like into the third weekend. She was telling me more testimony about how people came to know God and found peace in Christ.
在那个时候，第三个周末的时候呢，她不断的告诉我，其他人是怎么样的去来相信神的。
And I never told her about my internal conflict and my struggles.
但是呢，我从来没有对他说我内心的挣扎和交战。
And I remember she said, you know, yeah, you've been hearing so many testimony. Why don't you come with me just to come and see my church? And I remember, which I don't even know where that strength came from. I said, okay, I will go with you. I'll go to your church.
他说呢，我已经听了我讲那么多的见证，为什么你不跟我试着跟我去我们的教会去看一看呢？那时候我不晓得从哪里来的一股力量，就说好吧，那我去一下好了。
And you know, the moment I said yes to her,
在我答应她的那个瞬间
，I felt chains came off my heart.
我感觉到心里面好像有一个很重的锁链就脱落下来。
And I felt God was speaking and saying, I know all your layers within, and I love you.
那时候我感觉到神似乎对我说，我知道你心里面所有的悲伤和痛苦，而且我非常的了解你。
And I'm here to peel off those layers for you.
我在这里要帮你把那层层的那些重担 通通的拿掉。
And right there, I was consumed with a desire to really learn more about God.
所以在那个时候，我就决定说呢，要去多多的去认识神，了解神。
Now, let me tell you about the church where I first went.
那我告诉你一下，我第一次去的那教会在什么地方。
It was nothing like Bowen Park Church.
跟这里是完全两样的。
I lived in Toronto, Canada.
我那个时候住在加拿大的多伦多。
And Toronto Church at that time was very poor.
在那个时候，多伦多教会是一个非常小的教会。
And the church only had a very little money to rent a second floor of an old church, which was over 100 years old.
那在那个时候，他们只有很少的经费，只够去租一个很旧的教堂的二楼。
So the first time I went, I remember every single step I took had a cracking sound on the floor.
那个时候我记得那天去教会的时候，我每走一个阶梯都有那种木头嘎嘎作响的声音。
And there was no light on the stair. I felt like I was in an old abandoned castle.
而且呢，在那楼梯那边没有电灯，所以我觉得好像踏进一个荒废的古堡一样。
And then I went into this room where they held church services.
那当我踏进那个聚会的那个房间的时候，
It was a size, probably the size of the office of a Bowen Park Church.
它的空间呢，大概只有我们办公室的那么大小而已。
There was only 10 people.
而且呢，里面只有十个人在聚会。
But all of them greeted me as if I was their child.
然后他们以那种我是他们的小孩子的那种态度来欢迎我。
It was such a touching moment. I felt like I was like the lost child wandering around for many years and now I came home.
那种感觉就好像我是一个离家流浪很久的小孩子回到父母的身边一样。
And it wasn't even an evangelical service night.
那天也不是一个布道的聚会。
It was nothing grand, just an ordinary sermon.
那天就只是一个普通的聚会而已。
But that sermon really touched my heart.
但是呢，在那天的聚会呢，深深的触动我的内心。
It was all about surrendering to God.
那一天只是谈到就是如何的降服在神的脚前。
I mean, who likes to surrender? When you're 15, hey, surrender seems like a dirty word.
那在那个时候，我只有15岁，投降在别人面前似乎是一个我不喜欢的一个名词。
Has almost like negative connotation to it.
似乎是一个很负面的一个代表。
When I think of surrender, I think of give in, I think of give up. I feel like I need to admit defeat and lay down my arms. It was not very attractive, you know, to someone like me, who like I can handle my life.
当我听到降服这个字眼后，觉得说好像是一个被打败了，我要完全听别人的话的时候，那个时候我觉得不喜欢那样的名词在我的生命当中出现的。
I don't remember all the details about that sermon, but I only remember one sentence.
在那个到现在我只能记得说那天的讲道里面的一句话而已。
Surrendering means we have to come to the end of our independence.
那他说呢，降服呢，就是我们要呢，我们要到，就是我们自己觉得自己独立的一个结局了。
He said that's the boldest step you can take.
他说呢，那是一个最大胆的一个我们可以做的最大胆的一步了。
He said, if you want God to work in your life, you need to surrender.
如果呢，你想要神在你的身上有所作为的话呢，你必须要先降服在神的脚前。
He said, "You need to enter the kingdom of God, and you need to surrender."
你如果想要真正进入神的国度的话，你必须要先降服在神的面前。
And I was sitting there, I was struggling. I said, "Lord, I can't surrender."
我坐在那里听了这句话之后，我心里面非常的挣扎，我想说。我怎么可以去降服在神的面前呢？我不能够这样去做。
And I remember sitting in that room, I began to catch a glimpse of the love of God has for me.
在那个时候，我坐在那里，我感觉到我好像经历了一个非常短暂神的爱在我的身上经历过。
I saw Jesus mopping up all my messes.
我看到神呢，把我身上的一些污秽呢，全部都洗干净了。
And all I hear in that sermon was, "Come, child, you need to come. You need to come back to me."
从那天的那个证道呢，我所能感觉到的，就是我的听到信息是说。孩子啊，过来吧。
Come, allow me to enter into your kingdom.
说孩子啊，你过来吧，让我进入你的心灵里面。
Your mind, your will, your emotions, let me take up residence there.
你心里所想的，你所经历过的，让我来你的心里面居住。
Oh, that was such an intense, intense conflict right there.
在那里，我的心里面感觉到非常非常的受到安慰。
He wants me to surrender.
他要我降服于他，在他的面前。
He wants me to yield to him.
他要我把我自己完全交托给他。
He wants me to give up the right to my own kingdom, but enter into his kingdom of grace.
他想要把我自己所有的事情都放弃了，进入他永生的国度。
And God really has a great sense of humor.
但是呢，我觉得神也是非常有幽默感的。
And I remember the very first passage I read in the Bible was Mark chapter 8.
我记得呢，我自己呢读的第一个圣经的经节是马可福音第八章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 8, 34 to 37.
马可福音第八章三十四节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 37.
马可福音第八章三十四节和三十七节。
I kept telling myself, what does this surrender look like?
我一直在告诉我自己说，那降服在神的面前是什么样的情况呢？
What does it look like?
那是用什么样的感觉呢？
Let's read 34 to 37. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to him, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." 35. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me, for my sake,And the Gospels will save it. 36.
36节。
And what would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? 37. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
34节。于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。35节。因为凡要有救自己生命的，必上吊生命；凡为我和福音上吊生命的，必救了生命。36节，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？37节，人还能拿什么换生命呢
？See, I don't know if you can imagine the struggle that I had right there.
我不晓得你有没有能够去感受到我那时候在内心的挣扎呢？
I can feel the love of God.
在那个时候，我一方面可以感受到神的爱。
And at the same time, I felt this internal struggles because God is extending His open arm and asking me to come into His kingdom of grace.
在那个时候，我感觉到神张开他的双臂，要来迎接我进入他的永生的国度里。
But I was not willing.
但是呢，我的心里面呢，却不愿意。
And I kept asking myself, what does this surrender look like?
我一直在问我自己，这个降服在神的面前会是怎么样的情况呢？
I don't even know what it looks like. I don't want to. And then God referred these verses to me.
如果我不晓得降服在神的面前是什么样的情况，那我不想去做啊。但是呢，神却让我们看到这样的经节。
And he said it's really easy to surrender to the Lord.
但是呢，我们知道是非常容易去降服在神的面前的。
Number one, you need to deny yourself.
第一个呢，你必须要去完全的否定你自己。
And God said, Patricia, you need to deny yourself.
神对我说：“你必须要去否定你自己了。”
I realize denying myself is excruciating difficult.
我那个时候觉得说呢，要去完全的否定我自己是非常非常困苦的、困难的。
I wasted a lot of emotional energy on trying to find.The purpose in my life.
在我的生命当中呢，我曾经浪费了许多的精力呢，去想我的生活应该是怎么样子的。
And God said, you know, it's really easy. You just need to deny yourself first.
但是神对我说是非常简单的。你只需要做的呢，就是去否定了你自己。
And as much as I hate to admit it.I realized I was very self-centered.
我很不愿意这样的承认，但是我知道在当时的我是一个非常自我中心的。
And God said, honoring me and honoring my will and desire, honoring God's will and desire over my own will, I began a journey of slow death to myself.
那神让我知道呢，你只要来荣耀我，荣耀我的教训，我就可以，你就可以在你的属灵生活生命当中呢，开始展开你的第一步。
And that is the beginning step in learning how to be a disciple is to deny yourself.
那是一个学习要去怎么样成为神的使徒的一个第一步，就是要去否定你自己。
And then the second step is you take up your cross.
第二步呢，是要背起你自己的十字架。
And I remember telling Jesus, I said, I'm not going to take up a cross.
在那个时候，我记得我告诉神说呢，我不想背起我的十字架。
I don't want to take up a cross and eventually I'm going to die on it.
我不想要背起我自己的十字架，以后我要被钉在那上面，死在那里嘛。
How do I take up my cross? I mean, how do I do it?
那我要怎么样去做呢？
And then Jesus continued to speak to me.
但是主耶稣他不断地对我说话。
And he said, denying yourself, it's all about just saying no to yourself.
那完全的否定自己就是要对你自己所有的想法都说不了。
It's an attitude of being obedient to God.
那就是一个完全顺服神的一个想法了。
He says, I want you to follow me.
耶稣说：“我希望你来跟从我。”
I want you to follow me because when you follow me, I will take you to a place where you find fulfillment, satisfaction, and purpose in life.
在那个时候，你如果来跟从我，我就能够带领到一个地方，让你的生命充满了意义。
And I was blown away. I was really blown away. You know, when God spoke to me that day.
在那个时候，神这么对我说话，真的是不晓得该怎么去回应。
Even though that conflict within me was tremendous,
在那个时候，我心里面的挣扎和焦躁是非常的大的。
But at the end, I realized it is true. There's really only one person in this universe who knows me completely.
但是在那个时候，完全了解，在这个宇宙当中，只有一个人，他完全的了解我。
Who accepts me unconditionally and who knows the purpose I was created for.
而且呢，他无条件的接纳我，而且知道我所被创造的一个目的。
And I remember I went home that night, I said a prayer, my very first prayer to God.
我记得那天晚上我回家，我做了我生平头一次的祷告。
That prayer gave me so much peace. I've never experienced peace in my life, but that peace, all of a sudden, after I prayed to God, I'm not afraid anymore.
在做了这次祷告之后，我经历了我生平以来内心那种 非常非常的平静的一个经历。
And all I said to God was, God, I want to come into your kingdom.
在那个时候，我只对神说呢，神啊，我想要到你的国度来。
I need you. I need you to accept me unconditionally, and let me know the purpose of what I was created for.
我对神说呢，神啊，求你接纳我到你的国度里面去，而且我想知道呢，我被创造的目的是什么。
And like I said, when I finished that prayer,
在那个时候，当我祷告结束之后
，Not only was I not afraid.
不只是在那个时候，我不再觉得害怕。
I came to an understanding that surrender really leads to peace.
在那个时候，我完全了解到说，降服在神的面前，把我带领到一个非常平静的地方。
And I saw this little girl beginning.To let go.
我看到这个小女孩，她真正的愿意舍弃她自己。
And I saw this little girl taking up her cross.
我看到这个小女孩背起了她自己的十字架。
And I saw myself giving the key of my own kingdom and surrendering.
我看到一个小女孩把她自己王国的钥匙交给神。
Surrendering myself to the Lord was the hardest thing for me.
那把我自己完全降服在神的面前，对我来说是一个非常非常难的事。
But that day, I felt God's loving arms around me.
但是在那一天，我感到神慈爱的双臂拥抱着我。
Dear brothers and sisters and true seekers,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
I realize God prepares a cross for me, and God prepares a cross for you.
我了解到说，神为了我准备了我自己的十字架，他也为你们准备了你们自己的十字架。
The cross is painful.
十字架的刑罚是痛苦的。
But I remember the moment I surrender.
但是我还清晰的记得，在那个时候我决定要降服在神的面前的时候。
I found peace that no one else could give me.
我在我的内心里面感受到从来没有人能够给我那样的平安。
I felt Jesus was holding my cross.
我感受到主耶稣他拿住我的十字架。
I didn't feel any weight on myself.
我在我的身上有没有感受到十字架所带给我的任何的重量？
I felt light.
我觉得是轻省的。
I didn't have that struggle anymore.
在我的心里也没有那样的挣扎。
I said, wow, that is the greatest peace I have ever experienced in my life.
我的心里面那么觉得说，哇，我在心里面从来没有感受到这么的平安。
It's such a wonderful experience.
对我来说是一个非常美妙的经验。
Because he is my heavenly father.
因为他是我的天父
，He knows me，
他知道我
，And he began a journey of taking off all the ugly layers within me。
他在我开始决定跟随他的时候，把我身上那些污秽的重担通通拿走了。
And maybe today you came to church, you had a lot of layers as well。
也许当今天你踏进这个教会的时候，你的身上、你的心里也有许多的重担。
You think that nobody actually sees those deep.Deep layers and within your souls.
你也许想说呢，没有人可以看到你内心那些一层一层的污秽在那里。
But God knows your layers.
但是神了解你心里面所有的。
It was the hardest thing for me.
对我来说是一件极困难的事情。
But when I gave my keys to God,
当我把我内心的钥匙，我的王国的钥匙交给神的时候
，God took away my conflict.
神让我的心里面不再有挣扎了。
I felt like my heavenly Father was carrying me and walking with me on this journey of life.
我那时候感觉到说，我的天父他把我抱起来，走在这条天国的道路上。
So how about you?
那你呢？
May all glory and grace and power be unto His holy name.
愿所有的荣耀、赞美和全能都归到他的圣名。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
我们一起默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
We
thank Sister Patri for sharing with us the first stage of her experience coming to know God. Now let us stand and sing a hymn together, hymn 400.
Please be seated.
Should we first receive grace before we surrender to God? Or shall we surrender to God first and then receive His grace? We could accomplish them both at the same time. How are we to surrender to God?
一个最基本、最简单的一个动作，就是我们跪在他面前来向他祷告。
The most basic and simple action is to kneel before Him and pray to Him.
很多的恩惠、很多的恩典，就是这样来体验、来领受的。
Grace and blessings can be experienced this way.
我们要来做结束的祷告。
Now we will proceed with our concluding prayer.
我们每一个人自己来降服在神的面前。
Let each one of us surrender before God.
他认识我们，他知道我们的需要，他 也知道我们的内心所想的。
He knows us. He knows our thoughts and our needs.
啊，他的恩惠啊，一定会临到愿意降服在他面前的人。
His grace will come upon those who are willing to surrender before him.
啊，一个十五岁的女孩子，她能够啊，因为降服于神来体验神，所以我们在座的每一个人也都能够有这样的体验。
If a 15-year-old girl could surrender to God and thus experience Him, then we can also share in this experience.
那祷告也是对神的一种敬拜。
Prayer is a form of worship.
啊，祷告也是我们对神讲话。
Prayer is a form of communication with God.
那以敬拜的层面来看，那我们诚心诚意的来敬拜他。
If we take it from the perspective of worship, then we should do it sincerely and wholeheartedly.
啊，用我们的心来向他祷告。
Let us pray with our hearts.
啊，可以的话，我们用一个很虔诚的态度，啊，我们跪下来。
If possible, let us kneel with a very solemn attitude.
啊，我们将两手合着，眼睛闭上。
Let us clasp our hands together and close our eyes.
啊，很虔诚的、专心的来敬拜这一位神。
And then, with concentration, we can come to worship this God.
啊，那既然他已经认识我们，知道我们。
Since God already knows us,
所以你想要跟他讲什么，你可以讲出来。
You can also speak your requests to him.
那祷告是一种对神的敬拜。
Because prayer is a form of worship towards God.
那所以我们嘴巴里头出声音念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Therefore, we can praise the Lord Jesus Christ by saying Hallelujah.
那我们所需要的，神知道。
Because all that we need, God already knows.
啊，我们嘴巴念哈利路亚，我们心里也可以想着我们的需要。
We can proclaim Hallelujah, and in our hearts think of our needs.
哦，那神也要赐给我们一种特别来跟他交通的语言。
God can grant us a special language to communicate with Him.
哦，他要将他的灵放在我们里头。
And He desires to place His Spirit upon us.
哦，这就是所谓的领受圣灵。
This is what we call receiving the Holy Spirit.
一个人领受圣灵之后，圣灵感动他，他就会讲出一种舌头跳动或剪动的声音。
When a person receives the Holy Spirit, then his tongues will change.
这个宝贵的圣灵也要代替我们，为我们来向这一位神来做祷告。
This precious Holy Spirit will also intercede for us to pray before God.
这是一个很真实、很奇妙的一个体验。
This is a true and miraculous experience.
圣灵是神所应许给大家的。
The Holy Spirit is a gift for all.
而且是永远同在的圣灵。
And it is an abiding spirit.
那所以领受圣灵的人，他每一次的祷告，他都会用这个灵眼来祷告。
Therefore, those who have received the Holy Spirit can pray in tongues every time.
所以我们也非常欢迎我们的朋友能够跟我们一起来做这个结束的祷告。
We invite our friends to join us in this concluding prayer.
愿神的恩典充满满的临到你的身上。
May the grace of God come fully upon us.
当圣灵临到你的时候，你自己很清楚。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we are clear in mind.
你本来念哈利路亚，你的就不再念哈利路亚，你的舌头会开始要跳动或者剪动。
We may have started saying Hallelujah, and then we will see find a shift in the way our tongue moves.
我们用感谢的心来领受圣灵。
We can then receive the Holy Spirit with a grateful heart.
我们不用在那边不用再强迫自己去念哈利路亚。
We no longer need to force ourselves to say Hallelujah.
那是一个祝那是一个恩典，也是一个福气。
This is a blessing and grace.
那我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who would like to receive the laying of hands for intercession and prayer, please come forward.
我们也为我们的慕道朋友来祷告求神将恩惠临到他们。
Let us also pray for our friends who are visiting so that God's grace may be showered upon them.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.